But when you do that, though, it really interferes with your point because it takes you a long time and you have very unnatural like pauses. So instead of seeming like you're trying to be like to the point with something, it seems like you don't know where you're going with something. That's not a critique. Well, it's a critique, but it's not a criticism. There's a difference.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Because it takes you a long time and you have very unnatural like pauses.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2292 of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of November 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some Vader calls, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Glovies, Big Betty, going old school, that's right. Hi, everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I'm just going to address the elephant in the room. Big Fatty, I didn't see Vera come in. No, I'm not going to talk, about, the election stuff. I will just say that, basically half the country, wanted each candidate. And if you're happy, then your half's candidate won, and if you're not happy, then your candidate's half of the country didn't win. And if you're feeling good, somebody was going to be feeling good come Wednesday morning, and if you're feeling badly, somebody was going to be feeling badly come Wednesday morning. So, y'all, it is what it is. It's the American process. There may be ramifications and there may not, but y'all, only time will tell. And don't worry about things that you have no control over. You've exercised your right to vote. At least I hope you did. And You take the good, you take the bad. Big Fatty, don't be good. No, we don't need to hear anything from Ms. Garrett. No. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 10th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth card. Now, y'all, I did not have this one on my mock and calendar, but y'all, I heard it mentioned on the Sticking with a Poke little show. Over the weekend, and y'all, it's someone who's got a fairly new little show, and y'all, he's over there in the UK. Y'all, it's the Shy Yeti. Oh, Big Yeti, we love the Shy Yeti, and y'all, the Shy Yeti is that's Paul Chandler. He does the Shy Life, I think that's what it's called, a little show. He's become quite the celebrity, calling into all the different little shows. Big Fatty, they all seem to be shutting down now. Y'all, I just heard. Today on the way home from the coal mine that the game night gals are shut it down. Big Fatty, everybody can't wait for you to shut it down. Well, anyway, but anyway, y'all, if you see Paul or the Shy Yeti on the 20 or the Face Space, wishing a big and wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of pudding. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Mons East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they had the bagged solids on sale. Y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of the Caesar solid. Big Fatty, you like the Caesar solid? I do. Y'all, they had the shredded cheese buy one get one free. And y'all, you know we're moving into a sausage ball weather. Yes, Big Fatty. You gotta have those. Y'all, I bought me a new pill box. Big Fatty, is that like a hat? No. It's to put my pills in. Y'all, the one I've got is it's too small. But y'all, I think the one I got, the one I had was too small. But y'all, I think the one I got is too big. So I'm going to go looking for a Big Fatty, a Goldilocks, one that's just right. That's right. Y'all, they had the Edie's ice cream. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up one of the, y'all, I got the Butterfinger. Big Fatty, that's Granny's favorite shot. The Butterfinger. Y'all, they had the Von's East sticks of butter, 2 pounds for $5. So I picked up 2 pounds of that. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be time for making your salted nuts. It's true. Y'all, they had a beef roast on sale, and so I got that, and I'm going to cook it in my cracker pot. And y'all, they had yellow squash. Last weekend, I was craving some yellow squash, so I got some yellow squash. Y'all, they had the Von's East Deli Bakery cookeries on sale. They were buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got a Heath bar and chocolate chip and used the Baker's Dozen and took those into the coal mine to share. Y'all, they had that good Kanaku smoked sausage. Hadn't seen it in the Von's East in a while. So, y'all, I picked me up a package of that. Y'all, I picked up a can of have you ever tried the Glory brand canned green beans? Y'all, they're delicious. So I'm gonna have that with my squash and my roast this weekend. And y'all, they had the big old cut up thing of pineapple chunks. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I spent $49.53, but I saved $27.68. Yes, Big Fatty, and you gotta go get you a Goldilocks pill box. Yes! The Vader No Bacon Show, Big Fatty! Oh, yes!
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With your shove a javelin in the gullet update. Excuse me. I'm on my way home from, it's Wednesday, first of all. So I've left a message this morning, probably got cut off. Well, on my way home from the Chipotle, I have gotten my traditional Wednesday night burrito, which is delicious and organic and terrible for you, which is why I'm fat. But it was a long day at the coal mine. It's 7:45. I haven't gotten home yet, and it's going to get worse. But it's always good to know that when you tell one of your stories, people slam doors, you know, that sort of stuff, which did make my day a little bit better. And I've met some new coal miners today. I was very excited. I just barged right on in and said, hello, my name is Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And it's nice to meet you. And don't fuck with me because I'm fat and I don't put up with it. So anyway, that's all I got right now. I hope you're having a lovely... If there is one more goddamn horn honk today, I'm going to explode. people are in a tizzy everywhere, and I don't know what it is. I think they're still hungover from Halloween. Anyway, gonna go take a hot bath and sleep like a baby. So enjoy being fat, and yeah, I knew they were gonna. Now, I'm sorry, people are driving 90 miles an hour so they can drive up to the same stoplight and slam on brakes. It is. I don't know. It's that time of year where everyone forgets their manners. So, all right, man.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Now, y'all, that call came in last week. That was not yesterday. So I'm just getting around to that one. Although it could have been yesterday. And Big Fatty, a nice hot bath sounds kind of nice. It does, doesn't it? But Veda, Big Fatty, he eats those burritos like they're going out of style. Only on Wednesday, though. Only on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry was already great driving straight through Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So listen, I'm calling for a favor. I've recently spoken with the Jay Whistle, and we are thinking that we're just... He asked how long it would take if we just drove straight through to Canada in the Motor Mansion. And I said, well, a long time, but I'll go fill the tank, if you will. So I was wondering if you could arrange it so that I just work remotely from the coal mines for a while. I think about 4 years should do it. What are all these rocks flying up on the interstate? Hopefully the mortgage company now has to pay me to live in my house, because it can't get much worse as far as that goes. And I got nothing. Just a little bit of despair at the bad behavior. And I've just tried so hard to remove it from my life. I think it's a little bit shocking when it just hits you in the face like that. But although Charleston was a very Hillary-friendly area, according to the map, the rest of South Carolina was, well, that's all I got. I need to go plan my route or something.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Again, always lovely to hear your voice. Now, y'all, that was yesterday. Was that yesterday? Yeah, well, Big Fatty, yes, that was yesterday, Wednesday. Veda, as Big Fatty say, you can't worry about things that you have no control over, so just try to be the best. Best person that you can, and make the best of things, and be as positive as you possibly can. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
With an update. What is the update, you may ask? Well, the world did not end. Regardless of the election results, the sun, while cloudy, the sun definitely rose in the sky today. And my bank account still has all the money in it should. My house is still worth next to nothing. So really, nothing has changed. And that's kind of how I'm choosing to get myself through the day. We did not end up moving to Canada after all. Ooh, there's an Air Force mom in front of me. The question is the Air Force son in the Hyundai Sonata or similar? I'm off the rest of this week to the Virginia coal mines with the coworker and the little lamb and the big lair, and I don't even know everybody except for you and Larry Clyde, which is good. Larry Clyde is under the weather. Enjoy the event. It will be a glorious gasless few weeks without you. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Veda again. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, that's those last two calls, I think one was Wednesday morning, and the one we just heard was Veda on his way home, back to the Veda family compound. Wednesday afternoon. So, y'all, it's he sounds like he's kind of reached some equilibrium there. Yes, Big Fatty, perhaps he got a new pillbox too. Maybe so. Veda, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, it's true. It's gonna be a skeleton staff, Big Fatty. Is the skull coming back? No, the skull is not coming back, but it'll be a skeleton staff in the coal mine on Thursday and Friday for right. Y'all, speaking of gas, y'all, Big Fatty, shouldn't you close out the Veda and No Bacon show first? Well, yeah, I guess I should. The Vader No Bacon Show!
Big Fatty! Oh, hey, Miss Bacon!
Yeah, that's it, y'all. last night, Big Fatty, Big Fatty had his supper and had a little glass of wine. Big Fatty has a big glass of moose pee. Excuse me. That was a big glass of moose pee wine. As the election results were coming in, y'all, I tell you, about 9:30. Was it 9:30? Big Fatty, I think it was sooner than that, y'all. About 9 o'clock, Big Fatty decided it was the glass of wine is what did it, y'all. I just turned on the TV in the love chamber, and I set the sleeper mode for it to go off about 11:30, because I figured things would be announced by then. And y'all, let me assure you, I was not aware of anything until I woke up this morning, and y'all, I was out like a light. I was out like a light. Big Fatty pooping the bed. No, I didn't poop the bed, but I may poop the bed tonight, y'all. I have the remainder of that pho. You know that pho? That soup from the Vietnamese restaurant that Durwood and I went to? Have that for my lunch on hump day. And, y'all, it is just delicious. But, y'all, I am going to tell you, it goes through Big Fatty like shit through a goose. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Because there's nothing. You Big Fatty, those Canadian geese, all they do, they're like Granny. All they do is walk around and squawk and poop everywhere. Actually, Canadian geese, they hiss. Big Fatty, I still like Granny hissing, squawking, and pooping everywhere, I guess so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, like I said, gonna be a skeleton staff in the coal mine for the next 2 days. And but y'all, it's chilly. Y'all, my ferns, hanging basket ferns on the front of the villa have died. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there, it tastes like burning. And Tim, what advice would you give to Granny?
Because it takes you a long time and you have very unnatural like pauses.
Oh no, Granny doesn't have unnatural pauses. It's like a fire hydrant.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.